able to stop them in the red zone twice?
You know, everyone played their job, their technique well, and we force throws. Like I said, Northwest and they never have turnovers. Last Saturday when we were talking about facing these guys, but we got to force them to force throws. You know, Percy usually he's smart about the passes that he throws, and we're just trying to put pressure on him, knock him down a couple of times, and force him to do something wrong so we can comprehend off the turnover.
You mentioned last week how it's personal. Going up against them, and then you finally were able to get that win Saturday. Just how would you describe that feeling then, just knowing that, okay, this team has beaten you the last 3 years, you finally got that win that you were hoping to get?
You know, it always feels good to get a win, but, you know, I was thinking in my head, this is how it should have been my whole career. And then hopefully we can just keep doing this week after week with everyone we face on the schedule.
What do you see from the Indiana receivers?
I haven't got a chance to even really watch him yet. We usually start on Tuesday, but like I said with Belcher, he's a guy who he can go up there and get him. He is their go-to guy, and they're most likely gonna try to get him the ball this game. So with me and Mike or whoever's covering him, we're gonna have to try to take him away and use proper technique and leverage against them.
What do you remember that last play last year?
Yeah, I just remember they did a sort of a switch route. My guy ran the wheel. Okay. Belcher ran inside, and they threw a jump ball up to him, and he had it coming down. I think he kicked it out with his feet. And that was the game. So I'm pretty sure he's looking forward to playing us, and we have to be on our toes when we face him.
Did you notice the drop right away, or was it one of those things where you saw like one of your teammates, like Tyler or Brett, react first, and then you realize, okay, hey, didn't catch it?
I mean, I was trying to run over there to smack the ball out because he had the ball pretty high. And when he was falling down, he hit his back, and then the ball popped out. So, at Greenwood and I think Hunter, they were guarding him. So I was just yelling, "No, smack it out!" You know, or pass interference, so we get another try. But luckily, he dropped the ball, and we were able to get the win.
How's Tanner Miller kind of progressed over the past years?
He just feels comfortable. I've been just telling him every single day, focus on your instincts and focus on the things that have got you here to college. And, you know, just keep on playing your game and be comfortable.
Last year, special teams was kind of a struggling point at times for this team, you know, kickoff coverage particularly. Mm-hmm. I remember before the season, he said, you'll throw your name in there if it happens again. Do you feel like it's gotten a lot better this year?
Oh, they are doing amazing. I think everyone's stepping up. BJ came right in. You know, he's been hurt this whole season. He comes right in. He's making tackles, and especially Nico Law. You know, he's always the first guy down there. He's blowing guys out by about 10, 15 yards, and he's just blowing up the wedges. So I just try to keep talking to those guys and tell them, you know, special teams is very important, and we need that face to win every game.
You haven't had to volunteer your services then?
I mean, if they need me, I'll be on there.
I know you and Micah have your interception battle going. Mm-hmm. How does Tanner fit that equation now? Does he get in on this, or is it still just between you and Micah?
It was between me and Micah. And, you know, I'm just trying to get another pick. You know, everyone's saying, when is Sean going to get another interception? You know, I only get about 3 or 4 passes a game. But hopefully, you know, I'll try to talk to the coaches to have me play Belcher, you know, man-to-man. Wherever he goes, I go. And that way I know I'll get a lot of balls thrown my way since that's their go-to guy. But, you know, Iowa has their system, and we'll probably work our scheme out. But, Tanner, you know, for him to get his first career ever interception and take it back on 98 yards, hey, he's in there, I guess.
Does Jordan feel left out now because he's the one guy in the secondary that doesn't have a pick six?
You know, Jordan's too busy, you know, making all these tackles and being a great block, a great player. But I think the thing with Jordan is once he gets his first interception, they'll all start coming in. So he just has to focus on getting the first one.
Busted up the Tanner, you know, hitting people, you know, 30 yards down the field.
Yeah, like I said, our coach is always preach on that. Once one person gets an interception, get out and you know, and block for your guy, because this is a offensive play, and we have to comprehend.